congratulations to Jeff Henderson for winning a gold medal in the long jump. He was with us during the off season, and we're proud of him for bringing home the gold. Good practice today. The guys they pushed themselves through it. It's tough coming back after a game and pushing yourself through a tough practice like today. So, but they did good and good frame of mind. We got some things accomplished today that we needed to. So as far as the game goes, yeah, I thought the ones and the twos did a pretty good job. Threes and the fours, we got to do better there. We had too many penalties. We shot ourselves in the foot. Too many penalties. We had an interception. And there wasn't necessarily the quarterback, but it's that quarterback-receiver relationship there and those two working it out and figuring it out. The big good pitcher for him to learn from. So, but the offsides and penalties, you can't have those. And it's good for these young guys to learn that and see what it does when you do that in the National Football League. It costs you a game. So, time's yours.
Andy, do you remember Jeff Henderson?
I do remember Jeff, yes.
What do you remember about him as a football player?
Well, he was fast. I think he probably had his mind set on going and getting the gold. But he worked his tail off here. I mean, he worked his tail off. It just, I know that was probably his primary focus right there.
Was he under consideration to offer a contract to?
Well, listen, we looked at him more of a tryout basis. Again, he was trying to do two jobs. And so, if he decided he wanted to go all football now, I think it would probably help him just as far as catching the football more, having more time to do that.
It wasn't the case where you guys just don't recognize talent.
Well, that probably could have been it. I recognize that he was gold medalist.
And you have a quarterback depth to absorb an injury like this. Talk about what Tyler's injury
is. Yeah. So, we've got a lot of quarterbacks, So Aaron Murray gets a few more reps, well deserving too, because he's playing well, and so we move on. You know, that's how it rolls.
What have you seen from Aaron? Is it velocity? What is it that he's improved on?
I think everything. I thought he did a good job last year in the preseason when he had a chance, but I think he's just got a full grasp. You saw him against the blitz game. They were coming after him, and he got the ball out fast, decisive. He made a couple checks that were great. He's real intelligent, great football smarts, and he brought good energy to that huddle. And, he missed the one throw, but other than that, I thought he was right on. Not much. Some of it with young quarterbacks is getting used to the drop according to the route and the coverage that they're presented and or blitz that they're presented and just how to use that drop. So what might look like, you probably could put that in mechanics, but it's just a matter of seeing those things and having opportunities to study that part of it.
Would you say his accuracy has been better since OTAs?
I haven't really considered him not being accurate. I think he's kind of right in. He's always had a pretty good feel for that.
But you look at the tight ends room with Ross Travis and Demetrius Harris, two former basketball players. What kind of trust does that mean that you guys have in Tom Melvin to be able to develop those guys, to get them ready, knowing all your history together with Tom, to get those guys?
Yeah, so Tom does a phenomenal job with the tight ends, and he's got good athletes to work with, and he's got that offensive line background, so he can teach them how to block. And that's most of these guys can go out and run a route and catch the ball, but having to get inside there and block a big body, a big defensive end, that's not a thing that you're born with. You've got to work on that. So he's great with that, and then he's also strong in the pass game, so teaching the guys that.